The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Oh, good. He is busy on the trail, but we got him. Great. U.S. Senate candidate, my man, Blake Masters. Go to BlakeMasters.com to help this great man out. Blake, how you doing, sir?
Doing great, Seth. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. You know, I am so glad you are in the race. I'm so glad you're in the fight. The issues are, in some respects, overwhelming, and you're doing a great job in talking about them. The one I wanted to talk to you about today that a lot of the audience has been chatting with me about is the rise of crime. I've been doing a lot on fentanyl. I've been doing a lot of fentanyl overdose deaths of our children in Arizona. I know you know these stories. Talk to me about crime, Blake Masters.
Well, it's just through the roof, you know, and it wasn't like this 3 years ago. It really did happen, the Joe Biden crime wave. Mark Kelly stands silently by while crime is just ravishing our cities. A lot of the crime comes from the wide-open southern border,
yep,
right, that culture of lawlessness. Turns out if you cede a whole territory to the Mexican narco-terrorist drug cartels, things get violent.
Yeah.
Right? We've seen that violence in Phoenix, homicides up 50%. We've seen it in Tucson, especially, my hometown. It's up 87% in Tucson since 2019. And that's
a whole
number of people are getting murdered. And in both Tucson and Phoenix, Seth, you have fewer police officers walking the beat, right, years ago, even though the populations of both cities have increased. This is because, of course, the liberal Tucson City Council, liberal Phoenix City Council, they don't back the blue. And this is the Democrats' fault.
And there's an elitism of callousness to this, too, isn't there, Blake? Because, I mean, this is what the Martha's Vineyard thing highlighted, right? There's a callousness that the Democrats who want to take away Second Amendment rights, who want to ignore the border problem, you know, they have their own barriers. They have their own armed service, Second Amendment rights protecting them. They have armed guards. They live in gated communities, and they live in far away communities where this stuff doesn't touch them yet, I would say. Doesn't touch them yet. But we are seeing communities that we thought were impervious to this being affected by this slowly and surely. Right, Blake? There is an arrogance to this.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
No, that's right. It's incredibly arrogant. It's incredibly out of touch. And it's dangerous. Right? We need more police officers. We need to support our police. We need to give those men and women of law enforcement the tools they need to do their jobs. They know how to do it. We just need to have politicians in office to give them air cover. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We need a media that's not going to vilify police. It's heartbreaking when I talk to some, you know, Tucson police officers. They tell me about how they're arresting the same criminals, literally the same people,
yeah,
on like a 2 week cycle or
yep,
a 3 week cycle.
Yep. It's a turnstile. Yeah.
Because it just lets them out of prison, right? I mean, the cops, God bless them, they're doing their job. Criminals need to be prosecuted. They need to be convicted. They need to be locked up. But liberal county attorneys, right, liberal city attorneys, they don't want to prosecute people. And this is such a dangerous trend. It's a trend that Mark Kelly is silent about, right? The Democrats, they're the party to fund the police. They're running away from that slogan now because it's the midterms, right? And they know how electorally unpopular it is. But these radicals in charge of the Democratic Party, they're uncomfortable with the very idea of policing. And your family suffers for it. Mine does. We're all less safe now because of Joe Biden, because of Mark Kelly, because of Katie Hobbs. We can't let these people have power, not for another minute.
Nicely put, Blake Masters. I'm listening to your rundown of these things, and I'm just thinking about your opponent, Mr. Kelly. It might be fair to say of him that the only enforcement and the only law enforcement he supports is IRS law enforcement, 87,000 IRS agents. You know, the audience here is just flabbergasted that he would support that, but not more agents and not more criminal busting and law enforcement at the border.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
They really do want federal agents rustling through your wallet,
mm-hmm,
but they don't want to empower federal agents to illegal aliens and narco drug terrorists. I mean, the modern Democratic Party, their priorities are just America. Your family last, whatever demented ideological prerogatives they fancy first. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I want that. That might be good for the people to keep in mind. The only law enforcement Mark Kelly supports is IRS law enforcement. That's right, Blake. The other problem, Blake, is you're hearing this on the trail, no doubt. You're hearing this in your home community, no doubt. I hear this just from other work I do as well as this radio show. The fentanyl thing and the drug thing. It's not just fentanyl, by the way. You go to other communities in Yavapai County, for example. Fentanyl isn't their biggest problem. It's meth up in Yavapai. There's an entire drug culture that is fueling not only addiction and death, but crime. I mean, the connection between these illegal mind-altering drug substances brought to you by cartels and criminal gang organizations are not in and of themselves alone drug problems, bad enough. They are crime accelerators.
That's right. You know, our southern border is wide open,
mm-hmm.
completely lawless. Biden caused this crisis, right, by reversing all the successful Trump-era policies, by halting construction of the border wall, by prohibiting people from being deported as a general rule. And Mark Kelly has stood silently by and even voted to enable those policies. And so this is on him, this lawlessness, right? Literally, if you're listening to this right now, you are less safe today. Your family is less safe today than you were just 2 years ago.
That's
and
right.
It's Mark Kelly's fault, and it's Joe Biden's fault, and it's why they need to be punished. You know, when someone does a bad job, hey, nothing personal. Maybe Mark Kelly's a nice guy, but he's not keeping you safe, and he needs to be fired in November.
That's right. We're less safe than we were 2 years ago. We can be more safe a year from now if you elect Blake Masters. BlakeMasters.com. Blake, I always feel guilty about taking your time off the hustings, but thanks for always checking in with us. Means a ton, and
always,
we're behind you.
Always great to join you.
You betcha, brother.
Talk to you.
See you on the trail. I'm Seth Leibson. We'll be right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.